The recording. All right, questions?
Pastor?
Yes.
Hi, Sister Deb's with me, and she has a question for you.
Hey, sis.
Hey, Pastor. Good evening. Good to hear your voice.
You
How you too. Been?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Amen. Yeah.
I'm doing good. I'm not pretty God. Good. I'm doing good.
You're doing yeah. good. All right. Praise God.
Yeah. So I was reading the book of James.
Okay.
And I was in chapter 4
mm-hmm.
and verse 4.
Okay.
Okay. So one of the questions that came up is, what is the connection between our relationship with God? Relationship with people.
Mm-hmm.
What is the connection between our relationship with God's relationship with people? So that kind of threw me. And so I said, well, let me talk to Karen about it. And she said, well, we have questions tonight, so you could ask Pastor Keith. Okay.
Amen.
So what does the scripture mean when they say that the spirit has God has place within us is filled with envy is my question.
So our relationship with the world, it's a great question because it's something I think we tend to have made a mistake on, bad judgment on as Christians, because our relationship with the world, as the Bible puts it, as ambassadors, as God is making his appeal through us to the world. Now, when you partner or become friends with the world, unfortunately, now you have a relationship that goes both ways. And unfortunately, that's why another verse in James tells us not to be polluted by the world. And the world will pollute you. That's why the other verse in the Bible says bad company corrupts good character. Mm-hmm. So all of these things come together, letting us know we are instruments used by God to minister to those in the world. So we are a conduit to the people, and we represent God. That's why in Matthew 6, it says, let your light shine. So when others see your good deeds, they glorify your Father in heaven. So it's a process in which our lives, our relationships with them has to be a ministry. So it is a one-way relationship. With anybody in the world, you have a one-way relationship of ministry. But that's why we have to understand what ministry means. Ministry isn't me, you know, preaching at them or throwing scripture at them all the time. It's going to be how I live, certain things that I do. And at times when we have conversations, but it's me giving God to them, but being very careful not to receive back from them, because if they don't have God, then they're wrong. Because remember, he is the way. He's not a way. So all of these things coming together shows us our relationship with the world is never to be a partnership, because that's unequally yoked, but is to be, have an understanding of winning them to Christ. So we have that one thing of winning them over. Now, I kind of clumped that together. That could be a whole Bible study in itself, but hopefully that helps some.
Okay, so it'd be like winning non-Christians over.
Mm-hmm.
Is the way I could explain that, if that yeah. comes up.
And well, not just winning them over, allowing mm-hmm. God to do it.
Okay.
Because I'm glad you said that, because you know, the one verse says, I plant the seed and Apollos waters it, but it's God that makes them grow. And why does he mm-hmm. say that? Because he doesn't want me to go out and try to win them my way, because most likely I'll push them further away. And he doesn't mm-hmm. want that. What he wants us to do is, while we have a relationship with him, our relationship with him shines a light to them. That's why when they see our good deeds, they glorify him. Because when they see us, they see him when we have the right type of relationship with him. Now, the only time we have the right type of relationship with him is through his word. His word, as we grow in what his word says, only you grow in a true relationship with him. Now, when I try to have a worldly relationship with God, or an emotional relationship with God, or what, you know, people I know relationship with God, that's where it becomes distorted, messed up, and actually no relationship at all. So it's mostly important that I'm used by God to minister to them, not me going out and just ministering to them, because like I said, we'll just mess it up.
And thank you for breaking that down so that I could understand it. Amen. So basically our light shines, and we want the people to know that we do have a relationship with God, and that's why our light shine. And then we also allow God to win them over, not us. Okay.
Very well put. Yep, yep. There's, I mean, and of course, it's because it's such a big topic. I mean, like I said, that in itself, and I may have to do a study on it again. I think I did something, but I will, so we can get deeper into details, because it's such an important topic. But it is, it's a good question, because like I said, where we've been blowing it is we've been partnering with the world. And this isn't the only verse where he says, you adulterous people, don't you know a friendship with the world is hatred towards God? And I mean, that's devastating when you first hear that. People are like, oh, wait, what just happened? Because we also know in 1 John, where he says that do not love the world or anything in the world. Anyone who loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And then he breaks down what the world is made of. And when he's talking about the world, not just the physical world we're in, but the structure and the foundation of the world, what the world is based on.
Okay, well, thank you much. Thank you for answering the question.
Absolutely, absolutely. Other questions? That's all.
Pastor,
one more okay. question for you. This too is coming from out of the book of James,
okay.
chapter 4, verse 5. So my question is, what does the scripture mean when they say that the Spirit of God mm-hmm. has placed us filled with envy?
Gotcha. So the envy now, and let's talk about his spirit, because now God, remember, sometimes we use some of these words like jealous and envy in those sense. And our, when a human is those, that's sinful, because that's of us. It's based on us. When God is jealous, it's righteous, because it's based on God. Okay. So when you read that verse, and I'm going to read it because it starts in 4, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred towards God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy to God. Or do you think, scripture says, without reason, that the spirit he caused to live in us envies intensely? So the Holy Spirit, it as God in us, struggles when I make friends with the world. Because remember, the world is opposite of God. So now here I am in an opposite relationship while I have God in me. So I'm going opposite while I'm supposed to be going in the right way. And that's why he says he envies. And what are you doing? Why are you giving that dedication to the world? Why are you giving that attention to the world? Why are you spending that time with the world? That's mine. You know what I mean? Or why can't I have that? Because remember, jealousy is more of when I'm jealous, and he's a jealous guy, when we take something that belongs to him. And envy is when he has something that he doesn't have. So as we grow in him, if we don't give it to him, then he envies that in us, and spirit envies that in us. So but it's a righteous envy, because it's from God. Because God is, and for him to have that love to envy and to be jealous of us based on him, it's showing his love for us. He could just say, we're worthless and I don't need you if you're going to be that way, but he's not. He loves and he wants us, and that's why it says, but he gives us the grace and he gives us everything we need in order that we are not living for the world. But remember, if I become a partner with the world, next thing I know, I'm working for the other side. I'm working for that side to pull people away from God. And that's basically what's happened today in churches. We've gotten to the way where we cater more to people's feelings, emotions, culture, intelligence. And that's why churches have become so siloed. We've become separate. One of the things I put out there for a while is how come when we see the church so separated today, aren't we fighting to come back together? You don't hear that as one of the cries out there, which it should be. No, main reason is because we still have that itching ear mentality. I want to find this place to tell me what I want to hear, while this one wants to find what they want to hear. So people are going to churches that are catering to them, not catering to God. And that's an envy, God, that spirit in us. You know what I mean? And hopefully when we allow the spirit in us to envy, it causes a strong conviction, which makes us get back in the right direction with God.
Thank you for the clarification.
Amen.
I understand now. Amen.
All right.
That's it
from. Well, yeah, more. It's good, but that's fine. But it's good you said that, because, like I said, some words in themselves are bad, and then there's some words are bad for us. There's certain things we can't do because of us, of what we are. That's why jealousy for humans are wrong, because jealousy is based on us, and we have no right to be jealous. Just like vengeance is his, But if I did vengeance, it's wrong. Because when he does vengeance, it's just and it's righteous. When I do vengeance, it's crooked and it's wrong. You understand? It's backwards. So this is why certain words, so don't always think the word itself is bad. Sometimes it's just bad for us as humans, because as in ourselves, we're evil. You know what I mean? So we have to be careful that ours is for God. And that's why Paul even said he had a godly jealousy for the people when he noticed that they were going astray.